Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Coverings, first day of the show, in the booth right at the front door. It's the Crossville booth, and I'm with Lindsay Ann Waltrip, the Vice President of Marketing. Lindsay, how you doing?
I'm doing really well, Kemp. I got a great night's sleep. We're looking forward to a very big show here in Orlando.
One of the reasons I'm here is to see what the trends are. And I walk in, and you're the first booth I run into, and I look down on the floor, and it's the concrete look, right?
It is. So we have two oversized U.S.-produced products here on the floor. One is a beautiful distressed concrete. It doesn't have the purity that a lot do. You can see some of the aggregate. You can see trowel marks and things in the graphics for this digitally produced product. It's called Reformation, and it's a large-scale plank of concrete. And like you said, we have an amazing position right at the bottom of the escalators. You see us when you walk in the door, so it's a very big presentation of this trend.
Well, you know, they say if you can't beat them, join them. So, I mean, we've done stories about the fact that in the commercial market, which is where you probably have the leading market share, concrete, the designers like that concrete look. I don't know if what they call minimalistic or urban or whatever the style is, but that's what they like, and you're offering it. And the benefit of putting a porcelain down, if it's really just concrete, you don't know what you're going to end up with, do you?
You don't. You don't know what you're going to end up with, the swirling of it. You don't know where the aggregate's going to lie. So it can be a very inconsistent look. The other thing about concrete is it's incredibly porous. So you have to seal it and reseal it over and over again, especially in high traffic wear areas like retail or in an arena. So this gives you an incredibly durable product that also gives you consistency throughout your space. But in that look, I think it's pretty outstanding the way that this product moves and the movement through it in a space.
And like you said, one of these products is a distressed look, so it gives a consistent character too that you just kind of risk if you get some contractor to come in and sprinkle stuff on the concrete and see how it dries.
You do. And if you've got existing concrete and you're looking to stain it, which can be a beautiful look, it also can be a very inconsistent look. And as a designer, what you don't want to have happen is your facility manager or owner or client come through and say, well, I like this section over here, but I don't like that section over there. When you're using a porcelain tile that is printed to look like concrete, you don't have to worry about those sorts of things.
All right. So what else is new? I mean, one of the things that we're running as a news story today is the Tile Council of North America has released their consumption numbers in units, and consumption of tile in the United States in 18 over 17 is only up 1.5%. That's a headline. So that means that since the recession was over in 09, this is the first year that tile has not grown as fast as the market. So what can you tell us about that?
You know, I think as an industry, because for me personally, I've been in the flooring industry in total, not just tile, for a very long time. I think the industry overall is growing. Tile's piece of the pie is not growing at the same rate because there's so many different types of flooring out there right now. You know, tile is traditional and it's heavy, and it requires more effort from an installation standpoint, but it is also dependable, it is reliable, it is durable, and you know what you're getting. As someone who's now representing the tile industry, I would advise your readers, your installers, and your designers to really do the work and the investigation, especially on new products that are available in the market, as to whether the claims that they make are going to be true in the particular installation of which they speak. So, you know, I'd of course like to see our share in the tile industry share grow back up to the numbers that we're used to, but I think we need to all be cognizant of the pros and cons of the available products out there as other flooring options right now. No different than recognizing that concrete itself will stain if it needs to be sealed. Some of these other products may not deliver in the long run the promises that they're making right now.
All right, let's talk about fashion for a minute. One of the things that Crossville understands is that this is a fashion business. I mean, all interior finishes is a fashion business, but you guys go long. You give designers the look that they need to make their client happy and make their client want to come back and hire them again. And you're doing a great job again here with these products. How is it that you know what's going on from a fashion perspective?
Well, I'd like to say it's just that the team at Crossville all has impeccable style, and we do, but we also have a team of consultants and trend advisors that we use that goes around the world to all of the trade shows and looks at a gazillion different kinds of products and synthesizes those down into top trends. And Thursday we'll be talking about trends around the world, and I'm one of the presenters on that. One of the new tiles that we're launching May 20th, and you see here in the booth, is called Alaska. It's a subtle tone-on-tone terrazzo. Terrazzo looks are back big time, but they're back in two different ways. There's this very subtle, very elegant, almost feminine look that fits in a new modern form. And then there's also big, bold, bright chunks in the terrazzo that's going into almost like a pop art trend that we're seeing right now. Think Pee-wee's Playhouse, if you will, and the Memphis design trend. So these forecasters, futurists in the trend world, examine and then they predict what's going to be next, and they help our product team and our R&D team come together with looks that we think are very spot on in the moment now. At Crossville, we tend to not be too far out into the future, and we also try not to lag too behind. So we want to be just as we're starting to come up midway towards the top of that bell curve on a product. So as a designer, when it gets installed, you are spot on that trend.
All right, Lindsay, thanks for giving us an update. It's a gorgeous booth as usual. Got to remind our listeners that Crossville was the first company to build a porcelain plant in the state of Tennessee, and many followed later, right?
This is true. We have held our own spot on the mountain now for about 34, 35 years, and we'll continue to do so for a long time to come.
We continue to be a leader. Okay, Lindsay, good to talk to you. Again, we're talking to Lindsay Ann Waltrip, the Vice President of Marketing with Crossville, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.